KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some areas of fog, and it's currently 59 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A dense fog advisory remains in effect until 10 a.m. today for Adams, Fremont, Montgomery, Page, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. We do look for some scattered areas of dense fog this morning, otherwise skies should become partly sunny today with a high of 76. In the news, a Trainer High School student who is traveling to Uganda will self-isolate after returning to Iowa out of respect of concerns for others in the community that they might have about Ebola. Trainer Superintendent Kevin Elwood released a statement Thursday that a concern about a student traveling to Uganda on a mission trip was brought to the attention of school officials. According to the Daily Nonpareil, Elwood said the Trainer Community School District reached out to the student's family as well as the Iowa Department of Public Health and the school's attorney. He said the student has agreed to voluntarily self-isolation for 21 days after returning from the Central African country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is asking travelers to avoid non-essential trips to Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone, and to practice enhanced precautions in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Uganda is located in Central Africa and borders the Democratic Republic of Congo to the west. It is located halfway across the continent from the West African nations where active Ebola cases are found. However, the Democratic Republic of the Congo's Ministry of Health states that an isolated outbreak of Ebola separate from the outbreak in West Africa is ongoing in the northwestern portion of the country. The CDC says that was connected to a single person infected after preparing bushmeat. There were 68 cases and 49 deaths reported as of October 9th, according to the CDC. A fact sheet from the Iowa Department of Public Health advises schools that students with someone in their household or close contact recently returned from Guinea, Sierra Leone, or Liberia should not be excluded from school because they pose no risk to others at the school and needs to continue his or her education. Elwood acknowledged in his statement that neither state nor federal officials are discouraging travel to that portion of Africa, but he said the district will continue to communicate with authorities about the student's case. The Wellmark Foundation recently awarded the City of Atlantic a $25,000 grant to help fund the Bull Creek Trail Reconstruction Project. The project will focus on the reconstruction of the trail that runs through Bull Creek, completing the intra-city trail system that runs through Atlantic. The project will also measure residents' use of trails before and after the reconstruction to gauge overall usage of the trail. The Bull Creek Trail Reconstruction Project will complete the last section of the Atlantic intra-city trail that runs beside Bull Creek in the heart of town. The multi-use trail will begin at 14th Street, connect with the Atlantic Bike Route and Atlantic Walking Path, and continue north through Atlantic to the Schulberg Recreation Area. The trail will connect several areas of Atlantic directly to the Schuler Elementary School, the Atlantic Middle School, and the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, giving children a safer place to ride their bikes to school and after-school activities. The project will also complement the continued development of the Schulberg Recreation Area and the future development of the trail connecting Schulberg to the T-Bone Trail. The grant award to the City of Atlantic represents one of 19 competitively awarded grants across Iowa and South Dakota to establish pilot efforts or expand upon current community health initiatives. Elsewhere in the news, a traffic stop early this morning in Montgomery County has resulted in an arrest. 31-year-old Jason Leon Latham of Grant was taken into custody at around 12:50 a.m. following the traffic stop at 250th Street and Highway 71 near Villisca. Latham was charged with driving while suspended and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $566 bond. Firefighters from Stewart and the surrounding area battled a tractor-trailer fire on Interstate 80 in Adair County early this morning. According to messages posted on the Stewart Fire Department's social media page, the event took place near the Menlo exit or mile marker 88. No other details are currently available. A man and woman from Nebraska were arrested for trespassing on railroad property Thursday. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports 28-year-old James Dean Miller and 21-year-old Jessica Ann Lewis, both of Auburn, Nebraska, were taken into custody following a foot pursuit that began when a sheriff's deputy saw two persons walking on the railroad tracks near the area of Monroe and D Streets in Hamburg. The pair from Nebraska fled when the deputy attempted to make contact with them. Following their arrest, they were released on their own recognizance. Two Atlantic men were arrested Wednesday. The sheriff's office said yesterday 26-year-old Tony Ray Q of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense, public intoxication, and interference with official acts. Q was also cited with failure to maintain control and failure to have a valid license. 34-year-old Dennis Dean Riggle, Jr. of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication and interference with official acts. Both men were cited for leaving the scene of an accident. They were taken to the Cass County Jail, and Q was later released on his own recognizance, while Riggle was released following his plea of not guilty. Also this past Tuesday, deputies in Cass County arrested 31-year-old Trent Matthew Sewer of Walnut on a district court warrant for probation violation. Sewer was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held Thursday on $20,000 bond. And on Monday, 31-year-old Matthew James Weichman of Lewis was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse, simple assault. He was brought to the Cass County Jail, where Weichman pled not guilty and was later released. In our funeral announcements this morning, Carol McEwen, age 69 of Casey, died Monday. Funeral services for Carol McEwen will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Ockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Betty Lane, age 86 of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Betty Lane will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Opal Hargens, age 92 of Manning, died October 4th. Funeral services for Opal Hargens will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Arcadia. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Harold Hal Simonton, age 88 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Hal Simonton will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Kenneth Beamer, age 82 of Atlantic, died Wednesday in an automobile accident. A massive Christian burial service for Kenneth Beamer will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Ockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Garst, age 86 of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mary Garst will be held November the 1st at 11 a.m. at the Coon Rapids American Legion Building. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Catherine Cole, age 52 of Audubon, died Monday. A private family celebration of life service for Catherine Cole will be held at a later date, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon assisting the family. That is our check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.